It is October 26, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan yesterday posted to LinkedIn that the nomination process for the 2023 class of the FIA Hall of Fame is open. The deadline for submissions is December 9th. He tagged me in the post, which was very kind, so I would not miss it. I have already submitted a nomination for someone I believe belongs in the FIA Hall of Fame. The form for nominations that the FIA has designed asks for a link to a public profile from a site such as LinkedIn or MarketsWiki. I took that as a nice compliment for MarketsWiki. We do include all Hall of Fame members on the site, and we do try to include notable industry participants, but anyone can have a page on the site if they want. Any paid subscriber to this newsletter gets editing rights to MarketsWiki and can create a page for themselves or edit one if it already exists. But back to the FIA Hall of Fame. The FIA's past inductees have come from the diverse and inclusive nature of our industry, Lucan said. They come from many parts of the world with unique backgrounds and experiences, he said. They are selected based on lifetime contributions to our industry with a focus on demonstrated leadership, innovation, and impactful achievement, breakthrough accomplishments, and industry collaboration, volunteerism, and dedication. If you want to nominate someone for the FIA Hall of Fame, you can start the process with a link in today's newsletter. The FIA has another award they are soliciting nominations for, the President's Award. This award recognizes outstanding individuals who have made direct and meaningful contributions to the recent work of FIA through our divisions, working groups, or committees. Lucan said, nominations for FIA's President's Award can be submitted separately on the FIA website. At the FIA's International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, on March 14th to 16th, 2023, the Hall of Fame members will be recognized in a special awards ceremony, as will the President's Award winner. John Anglis, former senior director, head of North American Index Option Sales at Cboe Global Markets, has started a new position as senior director of commercial business development at Mercube. Samantha Page is starting a new position as head of market structure at Euronext. She was previously in wholesale banking supervision at the UK's Financial Conduct Authority. The FIA is holding a webinar called Q3 2023 Trends in Futures and Options Trading with Will Ackworth, Senior Vice President of Publications, Data, and Research at FIA on Wednesday, November 9th from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. You will either need to create an account with FIA or log in to your FIA account to register for this webinar. You can contact member services at FIA.org if you have issues registering, or go to a link in today's newsletter to register. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki Education short of the day is Adina Friedman, Exchanges, Drivers, and Beneficiaries of Change. Adina Friedman loves working with interns. After all, she began her career as an intern at NASDAQ a number of years ago. Now she serves as the Exchange Group's president and chief executive officer. So when she was asked to deliver a welcome address and opening talk at the MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity intern event in July 2016, she jumped at the chance. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Washington Post. Germans are under attack. Can they adapt? We are at war with Putin, declared German Health Minister Karl Lauterbach this month. His remark caused consternation among his colleagues in government. But he's right. Spies, hackers, and mysterious saboteurs are attacking critical infrastructure around the country, and the most likely culprits are the Russians. For the first time in decades, Germans are confronting a major challenge to their national security. How will they adapt? My comment, we are all under attack. Some of us are just closer to the action than others. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Fear of catching COVID has cost U.S. economy $250 billion this year. The researchers estimate a phenomena they've dubbed long social distancing kept 3 million people out of the workforce. Persistent worries about catching COVID kept about 3 million Americans out of the workforce, reducing the nation's economic output by $250 billion in the first half of 2022, according to new research on a phenomena dubbed long social distancing. Close to 60% of the respondents to a monthly survey of tens of thousands of adults said they wouldn't completely return to pre-COVID activities like riding crowded subways and elevators and were staying out of the labor force as a result. Those not working or looking for a job, in part due to infection fears, totaled about 2% of the labor force, which translated to the 3 million figure the researchers found. My comment, that number just scratches the surface for behavioral changes because of the fear of COVID-19. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Deceptive fund name crackdown puts investment managers on edge. SEC proposal criticized as unhelpfully blunt. Measure that could discourage stock picking. Investment managers are up in arms about U.S. plans to revamp the rules around fund names, saying they will discourage stock picking and other active management and threaten to undermine financial stability. The Securities and Exchange Commission is trying to crack down on misleading marketing by requiring funds to prove that 80% of their holdings match their names. The proposal under Chair Gary Gensler would apply to everything from core and growth funds to those that purport to invest in sin stocks or claim to rely on ESG, environmental, social, and government investing factors. My comment. This should apply to legislation, too. There is more deception in the naming of legislation than anything else. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story Tuesday was, is the era of the traditional FCM model coming to an end? An opinion piece we published on Friday by Joe Rea of Abex Exchange. Second was the crypto story, where it came from, what it all means, and why it still matters by Bloomberg's Matt Levin. Third was Lake Geneva estate built for meatpacking dynasty sells for $17 million from Crane Chicago Business. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, regulators weigh whether to allow betting on midterms. Kalshi, which allows users to buy contracts on another moon landing and hurricanes hitting major cities, is seeking approval for political bets. Derivatives exchange Kalshi Inc. is ready to let users bet on next month's midterm congressional election, with a timer on its website counting down to the days, hours, and minutes until the first U.S.-based election betting market goes live. But the plan carries an asterisk pending regulatory approval. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which regulates derivatives, has set an informal Friday deadline for deciding whether to approve a Kalshi request to list options related to the partisan control of Congress. Here's another story, this one from Quartz. The headline, U.S. commodities chief thinks most cryptocurrencies are securities. The U.S. government wants stricter cryptocurrency regulation. It's unclear who has the authority to do it in Washington. At the moment, some cryptocurrencies are regulated like commodities, which are basic goods like agricultural products that can be bought and sold through futures contracts. Others are treated like securities, think stocks or bonds. That has allowed both the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, to act as regulators of the crypto industry. And then the final story is from the Financial Times. The headline, LME must justify continued faith after nickel trading chaos, says Chief Matthew Chamberlain defends exchange's decision to cancel billions of dollars worth of trades in March. The chief of the London Metal Exchange said it must justify continued faith in the marketplace after its controversial decision to freeze and cancel nickel trades during a short squeeze in March. Matthew Chamberlain defended the exchange's decision to cancel billions of dollars worth of nickel trades, even as he acknowledged the pain felt by many investors in the market. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.